Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert will appear in federal courthouse in Chicago, where he's expected to be arraigned for lying to the FBI and evading federal banking rules when he withdrew huge sums of cash. And the U.S. attorney alleges that Hastert did that because he agreed to pay $3.5 million to an unidentified person as hush money for concealing prior misconduct. The New York Times and Los Angeles Times and other news organizations report that that prior misconduct was related to sexual abuse by Hastert when he was a high school teacher and wrestling coach. NPR's David Shaper is in Chicago. So, David, troubling story. What will happen in court today?
Yeah, Robin, it is troubling. Hastert will be appearing before U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Durkin in what is expected to be a fairly brief arraignment hearing. He's expected to waive a reading of the charges in the indictment and then enter a plea. This is what most defendants in most arraignments do. And most defendants enter pleas of not guilty, even if they plan on changing that plea later. And I'm not saying that that might be the case here. Then the clock starts ticking down towards a trial. The prosecution has not said yet if they'll ask Judge Durkin to recuse himself. See, Durkin's brother, Jim, is the Illinois House Republican leader, and long before Durkin was judge, Thomas Durkin gave small campaign contributions to Hastert in 2002 and again in 2004. The judge was appointed, though, by President Obama, and most court observers here say that he's fairly independent and give him high marks for integrity. So it's not clear if there will be any move to get a different judge on the case.
Well, so this is very complicated, but stay with what the actual charges might be. Very technical financial accounting. Some people weren't even aware that you can't take out huge sums of money.
Right. There's a limit of $10,000, and the charges themselves sound kind of benign because it's skirting federal banking rules. It should be your money, but these are large sums, $50,000 a pop when he first started taking money out back in 2010. And then once notified by the bank that that was a violation of rules, he reduced those amounts to less than $10,000, and that's why he's charged with skirting these federal banking rules. He ended up taking out a total of $1.7 million since 2010, and money that he was using for hush money to give to this person identified only as individual A, and that individual A, that those payments were to conceal some prior misconduct. As you alluded to, we've now learned that that prior misconduct may have involved alleged allegations of sexual abuse.
Well, it's all alleged at this point, but that's what's really rocked Illinois. Tell us more about how people are reacting to this. People have come forward.
Well, you know, Denny Hastert was just revered in his hometown, in Yorkville, in Plano, in that area of Chicago's western, far western suburbs, or exurbs, if you will. He's a guy who came up from very modest means, a high school teacher, wrestling coach, took that school's wrestling team to the state championship, and then moved into politics, and first in the state house as a quiet but effective legislator there, then into Congress, where he was a real quiet and effective congressman. Rose up to become speaker basically because nobody thought he had any skeletons in his closet. And, and he was revered in that small town, and people are just shocked.
Well, and a sister has come forward to allege that her late brother was assaulted. But his defenders have come forward as well to say they can't believe that he could have done this.
You know, it is interesting to note that there are many people, as many as are out there whispering and saying, and even the woman that you mentioned who went on television to say her brother was abused by Denny Hastert, others are saying that they believe in the integrity of Hastert, and they believe that these charges could indeed be false.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue to follow this. NPR's David Shaper in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.